You must be sitting at home. I'm on the way to the doctor's office. You hit it on the head. You'll say hi.
Hi, Rusty.
She's sitting next to me here. We're just taking a break. We've been working all morning and just had a piece of the daughter's homemade bread and Summer Bernice's homemade raspberry jelly and a cup of coffee.
Good. And I've been just kind of catching up on a few things. And I'll got a bunch of QSL cards in the mail today. Two more 3-ounce packs of them, so a lot of cards and another pack from somebody else, an individual that sent me stuff. So just all my cards from all my contacts lately, and got them all logged into the logger, and so I got to work on that. But anyway, and I'm on my way over to the doctor here. Had a little problem with breathing earlier in the week and last week, and thought I'd better get it looked at. So that's where I'm headed.
I'm sorry, got interrupted there, Rusty. What'd you say you was going over there for?
I had some problems with breathing lately, shortness of breath. So I thought I'd better go see somebody about it.
Well, I hope that turns out all right, Rusty. People who've had that COVID should definitely keep on top of that. Lung problems are no fun at all. I remember a thing hooked to me for many, many, many days, and they called it the birdie, and it was a big green box, not very big, and when that thing would go off, it'd blow you up like a balloon and then inject some medicine in your lungs. I don't know how long I was on that sucker, but lung problems are not good.
I'm not a singer either, so I mean, I've got enough problems already with voice box and everything starting to give me problems. So, but anyway, like I said, I'm on my way over here and got my appointment and headed out. Somebody over here is marking spots on the side of the road, going around putting down little flags. I'm not sure what they're marking for, but hey, must be water lines or gas lines or something, because it's that company that does that. And hello to you, Bernice. Good to hear you today, too. And my sister heard I was having problems, and she said, you better get to the doctor. So, you know, I'm not going to argue with her, Tom. W2T.
She's 100% right. They call those long haulers, and we'll just hope that it's just a little bit of bronchitis or something. They're saying that 97 or 98% of the people that are going to the hospital with this COVID, man, the cases are just skyrocketing, are unvaccinated. And then they're saying the people that are vaccinated don't have much of a problem with it and are usually over it in a short period of time. And there's only been 0.0016% of those, and they had pre-existing problems, probably like I got or something, that have passed away from it. So you're in good shape there with that respect, Rusty. It's no sign you can't get it again, but and we'll hope not. But you did all the right things.
I'm definitely being, you know, comprehensive in my checking up with things. Of course, my doctor is very good about keeping up with things too, also. So I'm going to have a few other questions for him today when I get over here. I called last week to make the appointment, but I wasn't going to be able to see him because he was out of the office last week. So I had him wait till this week. It wasn't super bad because I wasn't having any real healthy problems. It was just something that needed to be looked at, you know?
Yeah, and when you're singing, it's just like my daughter teaches band up there in Michigan and that, and they even got devices to keep, like the flute players, blowing a lot of air through those things, and they got some kind of filtration systems on them, and when you're singing, you can't help but spew germs here and there, and it's rough one to keep from getting infected, and especially with this new Delta variant. Well, did they change their mind about the mass at that big convention? This is N0TR.
Well, our district adopted adopted a motion at our last board meeting, which was up in Raleigh, that everyone is going to be wearing masks for the convention, including the competitors. Now, that's right now. That's all subject to change. And, you know, it's a decision as to what we need to do. And, you know, we'll have a couple more board meetings, and we follow the, you know, what the CDC folks recommend and all that stuff, too. So it's, you know, it'll be a thing that we'll just work on it as we go, and then when we get there, we'll, you know, we'll figure out what we're going to do. They're going to make some decisions, because otherwise it's going to cost us some money for canceling late. And all, I got to call the college and have a discussion with them about that, considering if it's a COVID cancellation. They've got a way they can cancel if it's a COVID situation, and we won't have to pay. But if we don't follow certain guidelines, we end up having to pay. So I'll make a phone call tomorrow and have a talk with them and see what's going on there. W2T Mobile.
Well, I was reading in the paper that, and if I'm correct and read it right, most all of the hospital systems around the area are requiring the shot now that it's been FDA approved, except for Prisma. And naturally, that's the ones we have to go to. But I guess they got to wear an N95 mask and a face shield, but I don't understand that. Of course, I don't make the rules. I think they had it right when they said, you get the shot or you walk. You're welcome to go find another job because you'll infect patients. But maybe with the mask and the shield and that, it might work. I don't know. Like I said, I don't make the rules. Well, I ordered a new solar light for out front. I was going to change the batteries, and I went to Battery Plus, and the batteries were about $20, and I could buy a new light for just $32, and it was getting pretty old and battered, so I decided to go with that, and ordered one other little thing, I think. So I'm kind of waiting on that, but I'm not going to get out there in the heat. We're supposed to get some relief from that. The clouds are supposed to start moving in. And tomorrow, rain from Ida down there, I guess, is the hurricane. And we're going to get some of the outer bands, they say. I need to mow grass, but it's 91 out there and a 99 heat index, and that just ain't going to happen.
Yeah, know what you mean. Well, I've arrived. Let me go on inside. It's a lot cooler in there, and it doesn't cost me gas sitting out here like it would if I was sitting out here riding a car to stay cool. Talk to you later. N0TR, W2T.
Yeah, gas probably going to go up, Rusty, so you better top it off because all the hurricane stuff. Good luck. This is N0TR 73.